It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, neighbor. Chef Brockett and Mrs. McFeely are going to be making waffles today over at the McFeely's house. And I'm going to take you there to see them do it. But first of all, I want to show you the different things that you put into the batter to make waffles. Baking soda, salt, eggs, milk, butter, and flour. And I'm going to show you the packages and what they look like before we go to the McFeely's, because I think they're working on them now. Here's some baking soda and salt. Baking soda, salt. Now, eggs, milk, and butter would be in here. Eggs, milk, and butter. These are called ingredients. Eggs, milk, and butter, and flour. Ingredients, that's the word that means the things that go into something. Okay, here they are, the things that go into making waffles. Baking soda, salt, eggs, see the eggs in there? Milk, butter, and flour. Now, what are the ones in all of these that I took out of the refrigerator? These, aren't they? Eggs, milk, and butter. Well, there are the ones I need to put back then right away. They need to stay in the refrigerator. I'll just call McFeely's place and see. Chef Brockett's there yet. Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Chef Brockett there? Oh, good. Some syrup. Well, I think I do have some. Yeah. Right. All right. I'll bring it over. Yes, I was just showing my friends what go into making, the waffles. Okay. Bye-bye. They need some syrup. I don't know whether I have syrup or not. Take a look. Not any in there. Syrup is usually in a bottle. No syrup. Maybe I could use some strawberry jelly. Strawberry jelly would be all right on waffles, don't you think? We'll put these things back later. Give you a little food before we go, fish. No, I wouldn't give them strawberry jelly or waffles. They have their own food. Okay, let's go over to the McFeely's and see Mrs. McFeely and Chef Brockett making waffles. Come along. In the kitchen.
Hi, come on in. We're just finished the beating, and he's about to put oil on the grill.
Well, I'm very sorry I could not find syrup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I found some strawberry jelly. I thought maybe that might taste
good.
Oh,
sure.
You can use jelly on it.
Sure, it will.
Now, I'm going to...
What is that, vegetable oil?
Yes, I'm going to put vegetable oil on the waffle iron.
Is it hot?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's very hot.
That waffle iron is hot.
I like the design.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that's what the waffle looks like pretty much when you get it in.
Sort of. Ready for the batter?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you better take a close look, Mr. Rogers, because it's going to look very, very different in a few minutes.
This is all that stuff that that we talked about. You know, the flour and the eggs.
Now, we used a mix.
The baking powder.
But it has all those kinds of things in it.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. I pour it on here. Spread it around. Put a little bit more.
And that gooey stuff is going to be a waffle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I close it. Now, you'll start to see some steam come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And the steam comes out for a while. When the steam stops...
I see some over on that side.
When it stops, that means that the waffle's ready.
Oh.
You can leave it in for a long time if you like it nice and dark, or you can... get it out after the steam stops if you like it kind of golden.
I like it like, well done.
You like it well done?
I like things that you cook.
Oh, I like to cook things, you know why?
Why?
Because I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, shh, shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I'm a chef, I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I like quiet things, like lockets, quiet pockets, sockets. I like quiet high sky rockets, quiet folk like bracket. I'm a chef, I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can, you can, you can. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, shh, for it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too fast for, lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. Shh. This isn't my kitchen.
And you don't have to be quiet in here.
You like a noisy kitchen, Mrs. McFeely.
I love a noisy kitchen. I love a kitchen full of people, talking, even singing.
Really?
And it's a pleasure to have you singing in my kitchen today.
Well, thank you.
And making waffles.
Yeah. Do you ever turn up the radio in your kitchen and sing along with it?
Sometimes I turn up the radio, sometimes I turn up me. And I just sing and sing.
How's it sound, Miss McFeely?
Sounds very good to me.
Sound good to me. I'd like to hear you sing.
Oh, some other day.
You've had some coaching with Francois Clemens.
Mm-hmm. He's a good teacher.
Is that almost finished?
Ooh.
Came up on the top.
Oh, it looks good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to leave it in for another few seconds.
Sometimes they stick to the top like that and you have to take them off with a fork.
Uh-huh. But I thought, Fred said he likes his well done, so I thought I'd just let it get a little bit darker.
This plate to
that
set it on.
The way. Oh, yeah.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
I even like the sound that it makes when it comes
out. Mm-hmm. It's crispy.
Mmm. Oh, well, that does look good.
I'm going to get some plates.
It's hot.
Look at that. Really, really very nice. See the design there and the design that's on the waffle iron?
I guess I can put another one in, Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, yes, please do. We need a lot, and we have to save some for David, you know.
Okay.
Well, if I cut this one in, look, I could cut it in four pieces.
Oh, that's a good idea.
See?
And we'll leave one part for David.
All right.
There'll be more, too. It's fun to make waffles, and it's fun to eat them.
Yeah. What do you have there? Peanut butter and honey.
Peanut butter and honey. That's some other things you can put on. And some butter there, too, if anybody wants some.
Some people even put ice cream on waffles and eat them for dessert.
Oh, that'd be good.
Drop one of these on the plate for Chef Brockett.
Thank you.
And for Mrs. McFeely. And one for Mr. Rogers. I got an extra plate.
Okay. I'm gonna save that one for Mr. McFeely, all right?
Good.
Tell him we thought about him. Is he working?
Oh, you know, he's off delivering. He's so busy.
I'm going to have some honey with mine.
Would anybody like strawberry jelly? Would you?
Mrs. McFeely would.
I think I'd like peanut butter and jelly on mine.
It's like a sandwich, only it's on a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this looks good. I think we cooked it just the right amount of time. Jelly. You can
peanut
eat them with a fork.
On there.
And you can pick them up with your fingers.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
We're a pretty good team, if I do say so myself.
Good.
Just a minute, and I'll give you your compliment.
Oh, we have to wait to see what Fred says now. Is that good?
It really is good. It's such a good waffle.
very good. Very good waffle.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing I love to do in my kitchen. Have friends and make something together.
That's one of the nice things about waffles, Mrs. McFeely. That's one of the things that you cook right there and eat as soon as it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Is a waffle something that you could eat along the street as you walked back to your own television house?
Sure.
Of course you could.
I'll do that.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Fred.
We really like this.
Thanks for the jelly.
You're very welcome. Keep it if you like.
Okay.
Will you have some?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
I'll eat this as I go on back to my place. Come along with me, will you? That waffle was good, even though we didn't have syrup to put on it. Did you ever try honey? Or peanut butter, or jam, or ice cream, or something like that on your pancakes or waffles? Did you? Oh, there are many ways to top a waffle. There are many ways to top a waffle. I have a film in here of people making maple syrup. And I'd like to show it to you. Show it on Picture Picture. We'll just talk about it as we watch it. People making maple syrup. First they drill a tree and then pound in something that helps the sap to come out. And then the sap drips out into buckets that are hung right on the maple trees. At a special time of the year. Just one time each year this is done. And then people collect all of that sap from those buckets and pour it into great big vats. Some people use horses to take those vats to the factory. When all that sap gets to the factory, they cook it over a very hot stove. boils and boils and gets sugarier and sugarier. And it's tested, put into bottles. People put the tops on the bottles. And then after a while, somebody buys that, puts it on their pancakes or their waffles. Isn't that interesting? People have been making syrup like that for many, many years. Yes. Let's have some make-believe. A lot of work that goes into that, isn't there? We can just pretend that somebody at the castle wants some waffles, and somebody over here wants to go into the syrup making business. All right? Chef Brockett could be at the castle with some waffles right now. Let's make believe.
Misprolificate.
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 Misprolificate. Could you come out here for a minute, please?
Oh, here she comes. Oh, here she comes.
What is it, Chef Brockett? I'm terribly busy today. Hi, Edgar.
Oh, hello.
I know you're very busy, Misprolificate, but we have something we'd like you to taste. Would you like to try it?
A waffle.
It is.
Oh, I love waffles. Oh, I suppose the king won't miss me for a few minutes while I try one.
But you shall love it.
We made them, we made them. Do you like it?
Mm. See, I told you, Edgar.
She likes it.
It's delicious.
Thank
you.
Oh,
you two really know how to mix up a good waffle batter.
The batter's all that matters.
We'll be making lots of them on Friday at someplace else.
Someplace else? What's going on there?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but this morning, Don Quixote and Harriet Elizabeth Cow had a long meeting with the king. And after they left, he called Edgar and me in and talk to us about waffles.
Waffles for a king, that's an important thing.
We must have lots of waffles on Friday at someplace else.
He said he'd be telling us more about it tomorrow.
That's the way the king talks, that's the way the king talks.
Don Quixote and Harriet Elizabeth Cow. I wonder if this has something to do with their potato business.
I don't know, but I'm sure they're planning something. That's for sure. Well, I got to get back in there. We have to find some more ingredients, you know.
Oh, well, don't forget the maple syrup.
Oh, that's right. I'm out of maple syrup. Do you have any maple syrup, Edgar?
Only one bottle, and it's half full.
Oh, my. Well, I have to get back to my switchboard. You know, maybe I could call some of the neighbors and see if they have any.
Oh, thanks, Miss Pellificat.
Oh, thank you. And thank you very much for the waffle. I'm going to take it inside and finish it, okay?
Very sure good. Thing.
Thank you.
I must go to Chef Brockett.
Oh, no. You see, I have to find some more maple syrup someplace. I mean, I have to find some more maple syrup. Grand-père? Grand-père?
Ah, bonjour, Chef Brockett. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et vous?
Très bien.
Do you have any maple syrup I could borrow?
Maple syrup? Mm-hmm. No, I do not have maple syrup in the restaurant. Do you like maple syrup on pommes frites?
No, not French fries. It's not for French fries. It's for something else. Oh, well, I'll find some. Thanks anyway.
Entendu. Mm-hmm. Au revoir. Maple syrup? Je me demande pourquoi.
X, Henrietta. Maybe they'll have some.
Chef Brockett.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
I'm looking for some maple syrup for the waffles at someplace else on Friday. Do you have any?
Oh, I don't have any, Chef Brockett. Do you, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, syrup. No, me meow had some meow long time ago. Meow, not meow.
Well, that's okay. I'll find some. I hope we'll see you there.
Oh, sure. But what's all this talk about someplace else and waffles?
I don't know.
It sure sounds like fun, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like they're planning something.
Meow, 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 meow.
I imagine.
Sorry, we didn't have any syrup, Chef Brockett.
Oh, thanks anyway. I'll find some.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
Meow over meow.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Handyman Negri.
Oh, hi, Chef Brockett. I'm sorry I can't talk to you now. I have to take these things over to Don Quixote and Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Well, what are they going
to
do with
them? Well, King Friday just ordered me to take some boards and a saw and hammer and nails over to someplace else. They're building something over there.
Well, we're really curious about what's going on over there.
So am I. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Maybe Lady Elaine will have some maple syrup. Wonder if she's back from her trip to the planet Purple Fairchild.
Lady Elaine Fairchild's the name, and maple syrup's my game.
You have maple syrup?
No, not yet, but I will.
You will?
Sure thing, sweetie. Polificate called me about your problem, and when it comes to maple syrup, I'm your answer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can I pick it up tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, dear.
Well, then how about the day after tomorrow?
Better make it Thursday, okay?
Thursday? Not until Thursday.
Listen, Brockett, I'm new at this maple syrup thing. I still have to get the buckets and the bottles and the labels and all of the things that are necessary for making the thing.
You're gonna make the maple syrup?
Yeah. What do you think of this?
Hurry up syrup.
Hurry up syrup, that's it.
What do you know about maple syrup, Lady Elaine?
Not much, but I'm willing to learn.
Well, and you'll have it by Thursday?
You bet your sweet maple syrup I will. Toot toot, sweets.
The maple syrup. And what do you think Don Quixote and Harriet Elizabeth Cow are planning to do at someplace else? We'll make believe about that some other time, won't we? You know, Edgar Cook said that his bottle of syrup was half full. I'd like to show you a bottle. This is a glass bottle. And I'm going to make it half full of water. That's about half full of water. See where the water is? From here to here. Half full and half empty. Okay? Now I'll make it the whole way full. Now it's all full of water. And if I pour half of it out, it's half full again. See that? Half full, half empty. Now how would I make it all empty? Pour all the water out. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the teaching way to say I love you. There's the teaching something someone really wants to learn. The teaching way, the teaching way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. hanging up your clothes before you're asked to, drawing special pictures for the holidays, and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. I'm glad that you and I have many chances to learn together. Talking about ingredients for waffles and how waffles are made. Maple syrup, how it's made. Even make believe, how we can make believe together. And about a bottle that's empty and half full and all the way full. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Sure. I like you just the way you are. And I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.